I went to a music festival as well. It was the Big Al Matt Karaoke Music Festival. This is the first time I've gone to Al's bar since he decided to become a professional singer.
It's getting bad.
How many back to back?
Dude, it's getting bad.
Well, Al, there comes a point when you have to realize you're annoying.
It's getting bad.
You can't just open a bar so you have a stage to sing on.
Yes, I can. I did.
That's
and
not
Al's like
cool.
a totalitarian leader up there now because he chooses people's songs. Like you don't choose your own song now. Al will choose your song.
Well, I chose your song, JC.
Twice.
I don't choose everybody's song. I chose you're with my date, kind of.
What did he choose for you?
He Lose Yourself by Eminem, which was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then what are you complaining about?
No,
what
I'm
would
not
you have chosen?
Yeah,
Semi-Charmed Life, my go-to.
If I'm going to choose a song for JC, it's going to be an Eminem song.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
So you picked that one.
Gosh, couples bickering over karaoke song choices for one another.
And then Al was up there for, like, seriously, he did an hour set. He went back. And you can tell people are like, oh, am I up next? Nope, Al's going again.
Oh, you stop it with people. There are a couple people there, Jenna.
People walk in because we talk about it being so slow sometimes. I post pictures. Like, when there's nobody there, I think it's, like, hilarious. And I post pictures mm-hmm. of just me standing there with all the chairs and stuff.
Look how weird how it is.
My bar is.
Yeah, people actually come in and are like, oh, you got people. I'm like, yeah, we have people. But, yeah, Kelly, it gets... Like, sometimes I have to stop singing because I'm tired of me singing. It's not like somebody has said, are you going to sit down?
Well, there doesn't have to be someone singing at all times. You have, like, a jukebox or something, right?
On Friday and Saturday, it's karaoke.
Yeah, but, people have requests in there. They're ready to go.
So yeah, you just don't want them to sing. You'd rather sing.
No, it's not that. There's a karaoke DJ. At any good karaoke bar, the karaoke DJ occasionally sings.
But see, there's that one thing about the karaoke bar. There's that one person, and usually it's a patron, who thinks this is their night to shine, mm-hmm. and every other song it's them.
Or the owner.
And you've been in the audience, and you've been annoyed by that person who won't give up the mic.
The worst part is...
And you've become that person. Wow. You need to recognize that.
This is karaoke intervention.
Big
right
Al Mac in concert.
There's nothing more annoying than that karaoke person.
Radio prank, maybe, you know? And they don't want to interrupt because they think you're trying to get them to.
Yeah, it's bad.
That wasn't that bad.
What's even scarier is that Al always has a mic, so even if you finish your song, he could be in the kitchen. He could be in the bathroom sitting on the toilet, and you're like,
don't sit on your own toilet.
You know what Al does?
Al on the microphone.
He'll be up there doing a song, and then he'll, mid-song, realize, I suck at this song. So he'll make the DJ stop, and then he'll pick a different song in the middle of the song and start a new one.
I've become like the karaoke dictator. I am. I'm like, Kim Jong karaoke.
And what's up with
Kim Jong
Kim Jong Al.
Kim Jong.